Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. My wish today is that during this hour, you'll hear something that will activate your own deep intuitive knowing, motivate you to take the next step in your life, maybe touch your heart and your soul. We're going to talk about intuition today. We're also going to talk about the divine feminine and miracles. And I believe that intuitive awareness can open the door to a magical way of life. As you listen in today, just pay attention to your own intuitive knowing. Trust it and allow it to guide you. You know, quite often, the more you tune into others as they talk about intuition, read books about it, or simply be in the quiet yourself, this activates your own intuitive knowing. And you'll find that at times it's not so much how much we try to develop and work with this as it is just pausing and allowing it to come forward. So I so much appreciate that you are here today. It's a wonderful day here in North Carolina. And we're going to do a few different things today. I've got some email questions I'm going to get to. And if you'd like to call in during the show with any question or concern, please feel free to do that. The number here is 800-930-2819. Or if you'd like to just send me an email if you're at work or you can't get to the phone, just give me an email at sgd7777@yahoo.com. I also want to mention before we get started with our topic today that I've got a Skype class coming up. The first one is going to be the first Wednesday in June, which is June 4th. It's going to be starting at 5 o'clock and go to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, it's going to be a Skype class, so you're going to have to make sure that you are set up on your computer for Skype. It's not going to be necessary if you would prefer not to. If you don't have a camera, that's fine. We can still do it without that. But the class is about reinventing ourselves from the inside out using intuition. And a lot of times, you know, we focus our intuition in the outer world, finances, career path, relationships, our health. And intuition encompasses so many different possibilities. And in this class, what we're going to focus on is intuitive awareness to really kind of understand who you are, your most authentic self, and to be able to bring that forward, because it's in that authentic spirit, your authentic self, that your happiness and your sense of purpose really resides. You know, we can put up with a lot in life. We can put up with a lot of suffering, problems, pressures, difficulties. We do that almost every day. But what we really need, what we can't really survive without, is a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning in our lives. And with everything that we contend with every day, it's really easy to let that awareness slip away. So this class is going to help us help you to better understand your intuition, to hone in on it. We will be doing a lot of intuitive exercises. And we're also going to be focusing, like I said, in understanding who you are and using that energy for your own emergence of that authentic spirit and living in the world in that way. So if you're interested, please go to my website, which is www.sherrydiller.com. And by the way, I just learned, which I should have known, that you need to put the www in front of sherrydiller.com, because for some reason it will not come up unless you do that. But go to my website, click on the classes tab, and you'll see the class outline, more about it, and I'd love for you to join the class. All right, great. We're going to get to the Divine Feminine. We're going to talk about miracles, and I'd like to do a meditation with everyone today to invoke miracles in your life. But before we do that, I do have a caller on the line. Brian, what do you have for me there?
I have Ann from Virginia who's on the line. So welcome to Intuit University.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm okay. I was wondering if you could pick up on anything for me as far as my energy seems to be feeling different. I'm feeling that more fearful lately, and I don't know why, because I've been doing fine, but I don't know where the fearing is coming from, the fearing of the unknown or the future or change. And I've been pretty good, but I just got back from a trip to Italy, and I don't know why I'm feeling this way.
It's all right. Let me just scan and see what I get with you with fear. All right. Well, I think you know what I'm going to say. You know that? I think you suspect already what I'm going to say, and that is that you picked up a little bit of a traveler, I feel, on your trip. There's a male spirit pretty close to you. Like, I get him, like, right on your right shoulder. Who, it does not mean you any harm. Don't get me wrong. He is not a malevolent or a dark energy. He's someone, he's a man, he tells me, who is lost. He got lost, he says. He's trying to get somewhere. And he felt you. He felt your spirit. He felt your warmth, your love. And he knows you're traveling. And he felt that you would take him where he wants to go. I feel this is someone who recently passed over and didn't realize it and is trying to get back into the physical world. He feels he still is. He's lost. A lot of times people that are very loving, spiritual, are beams of light. They have a lot of, you know, that warmth of heart. And people who pass over and don't realize it, or they get, you know, through an accident, a sudden death, through a heart attack, drugs, alcohol, different things, tragic events. Sometimes people go over so quickly, they get confused. They're not sure what happened. And I feel like that's the case with him. Did you ride trains at all in Italy? Were you on any trains?
Yes, I did.
I keep getting him, like, coming. He was on a train, or you were on a train, and I get him coming in on that. Like I said, he's actually he's an okay guy. I feel like he's afraid, though, and that's the fear. You're feeling his fear. He's very afraid. He's fearful. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know where to go. So, you know what? We're gonna work with Mary today, Mother Mary's energy, Divine Feminine. So let me just work with Mary for just a moment, and we'll help him to go into the light and where he needs to go to feel, because his family's waiting for him on the other side. And I'm sure this is going to take just a moment to help him go on. Yeah. Okay, good. Now, what I want you to do, because I do feel quickly he went to family once he noticed him, is, you know, once you get off the phone with me here, just take a moment, and I want you to kind of just focus in on your own spirit, your heart energy, and just imagine breathing in white light energy, and then just expand that energy about a foot from your body, and imagine it as a white light shield. And then if you feel led to do this, call on Mary, Mother Mary, and just ask for her love, her divine grace, to further just move any energy that you no longer need out of your system, fill it with love, and you'll be good.
Wow.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy to do it. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Bye. All right. We're going to be going to a break in just a moment. And by the way, like I said, you know, was talking, I'm glad Ann called, because it's kind of so common at times for spiritual people who are lights in the world to, from time to time, pick up, have someone on the who has passed over, lost, search, and go to you for help. Fear, what Ann was feeling, energy drain on you, things like that can be really signs that something else is happening. In my book, You Are a Medium, I talk about this, and I also have a meditation you can use if you're feeling like you have picked up a spirit and energy. You can use this exercise yourself to help you to release it. And the good news is they go very quickly once you're aware of them. And sometimes, you know, just to be safe, even if you're not 100% sure, it's not a bad idea to work with that energy. All right. So when we come back, we're going to start talking more about miracles, the divine feminine, take some emails, some more calls, and we'll be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm glad we're back. And we're going to talk a little bit about, like I said before the break, the Divine Feminine and Mary. Now, Sunday is Mother's Day, and that's one reason why I wanted to talk about this today. You know, miracles, we all need them, let's face it. And we don't just need miracles for what they do in terms of give us, whether it be the miracle of good health, a miracle that comes forward through money, finances, a job right when you need it. Those are incredible when they happen, and they provide us more than just the material or the health or whatever it is that we're experiencing in the physical world. What it also provides for us is the awareness of truth and the awareness that we're connected and that there's a loving presence that cares for us, watches over us, and is interceding, intercession, coming forward, providing that grace for us. It's a very personal relationship with a higher sense of power. The divine feminine is a receptive energy. It's an intuitive energy, and it's a compassionate, loving aspect of God. The divine masculine tends to be assertive and enlightened. The divine feminine is more of the receptive. And when we talk about the divine feminine, we often think of different goddesses, perhaps, or the earth as being, the mother. And a lot of times when we are in the spiritual community, in the metaphysical community, we don't embrace Mother Mary as much as we do some other aspects of the divine feminine. Now, I completely understand why we don't do that. Mother Mary has been kind of the icon of the church, of more of a male-dominated religious church. And, for someone like myself who grew up in the Christian church, Mary was really very, very talked about very little during Christmas pageants. I think was really the only time that I ever remember any talk of Mary. I know I had friends who went to the Catholic Church, and I know that they had a more kind of in the Catholic Church, they had statues of Mary, and they had the rosary, which was prayers to Mary. But still, Mary, even in that way, was used more as kind of the door to Jesus or to a more male God. In her own right, though, Mary is the paradigm of miracles, the divine feminine paradigm of miracles, because when Mary was here in the physical world, Mary was the first, or maybe not the first, but certainly the first that we know of through a lot of the texts, spiritual writings, in the Western world and even in the Eastern religious world, who embodied the divine spirit within self. In Mary's day, God was viewed as male. God was looked at as vengeful, judgmental, the Old Testament, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, in a very assertive male kind of way. And what happened with the miraculous conception was that Mary embodied the divine spirit within self. And the divine within self was not a concept. It was not an understanding previous to that occurrence. And so what Mary teaches us is that God is not outer. God is not a force, a vengeful, judgmental, male force externally, but the spirit of God is within, and it's known as love and miracles. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit more about how to tune into Mary's energy, because Mary is still very much alive. Mary, her energy is on the earth plane, still a very potent source of love, comfort, and the miraculous. And the more we tap into that and work with her energy, the stronger your own ability to embody that divine spirit within, and also to experience the reality of miracles and to live in the energy that she brought forward. Before we do that, I do want to answer one email and maybe more. I don't think I'll get to more before break, but let me just talk a little. Let me just see what this email is. I've had this email for a few weeks, and I have been meaning to get to it, and I wanted to make sure I get to it before I move on. All right, so the question is from a man, and I'm going to just use his first initial of his name, which is K, and he asks about a woman, and her beginning of her name, or the first initial, is S. So he says that they have chemistry, that they have so much fun, so much laughs, so much time together. It's been very good. But then things fall apart, and they stop talking. They stop seeing each other. She kind of comes in and out of his life. And so what he wants to know is, he's afraid of being hurt, which I don't blame him, And he wants to know what to do about this, because my feelings are that he certainly is a very loving person and really does care for her. So let's just tune in a moment and see what I can tell Kay. All right. Well, you know, Kay, you are a very old soul. You're a very wise soul, too. You know, it'd be really great for you to trust yourself a little bit more, because I feel like you know more truth than you really care to know at times about yourself and life. And I feel that, you know, I think I know, you know, you already know what I'm going to say, too. And that is that, you know, S is very, very immature, and she can't fully embrace and meet you at the spiritual, emotional maturity that you have. You know, you bring out intensity in people. You have a way of tuning in, and you bring out parts of her that it is very good. It's very loving. It's very close when you're together, but she can't maintain that contact with you. And you really, it would be really hard for you to continue in a relationship where there's not enough continuance and stability, because you really open fully, and that's just who you are. That's not going to change. You really give when you give, and you give from that depth of your spirit. You know, you have such a wise old spirit that you can't but not give from that deep place. And so as much as you have good times with her, the truth is that it's going to continue to happen, that she will not be able to maintain this connection and consequently go in and out of it. I would suggest to you, as difficult as it is for you to move on, I know it can be really hard at times because she does make you laugh. And I know that, you know, sometimes old souls serious can be serious, you know, because you can see so much in life happening, and you can wonder why, you know, you can take it very much to heart, which is something, again, that spiritual people can sometimes experience, is instead of the joy of life and that lifting up, sometimes the suffering of life and the things that don't make sense can weigh in. And so if she comes along and she offers you joy and connection and lightheartedness and lifts you out of that, it's very compelling. But you've got to also take the bad with the good, you know, that if you plummet, then when she's out of your life, it's not going to be good for you in the long term. I would suggest to move on and to trust yourself more and have that kind of integrity, because you have an incredible loving heart and you need to really take care of that. I know it's hard sometimes to do that, but focus on yourself now, and it will become a lot clearer to you. All right, so thank you for your email. I so much appreciate it. All right, so when we come back, we're going to take a break in a few minutes. I am going to talk more about Mary and do a meditation that you can use whenever you'd like to use it, if for whatever situation you're in, because the miraculous conception is something that, again, is a bigger symbolic paradigm of how we receive miracles. Obviously, we're not all going to receive the miracle of a virgin birth, and that's not even the point. The point of it is to receive divine energy, because divine energy is the energy that intercedes in our life. You know, we live in a life that has a lot of, boundaries to it that very, very much limit us. We have time and space and judgments, and it's a linear world. And divine energy lives outside of that. Divine energy is constantly in present time now and always able to fully manifest in whatever form. It has no restrictions, where we unfortunately tend to live inside of a lot of limitations. So once you accept that divine aha moment, that divine energy, and I know you've had those moments when everything makes sense, that clarity, and that's a divine aha moment. And we're going to show you how, when we come back, how to elicit that, and then how to work more and more with that energy so that you'll be able to with a, like I said, whatever situation you're in, you're going to be able to more fully and completely shift out of that and to receive the miraculous. Because keep in mind that, you know, new energy in your life produces a new effect, and that, you know, the divine presence interrupts difficult states of mind, feelings, and sadness. And it can be a welcome relief to the kind of limitations we live in. So we will come back and discuss this more in just a moment.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
All right, everyone, are you ready? We are going to do a meditation, and this is going to be to invoke Mary's, Mother Mary's healing and her grace. And what I'd like for you to do is, if you can do this, if you're not, then just think about it. But if you can do this, quickly take a piece of paper and write down a concern you have. It can be as specific as you want, or it can be general. It can be finances, career, relationships, health, whatever it may be. Just quickly kind of write down something on a piece of paper and then hold that piece of paper in your hand. Hold it in your hand and close your eyes. And I want you to just think about all the thoughts and feelings that you have surrounding this issue. Let's say that you have a question about career, finances. Well, let's pick one. Let's say career. You need a job. You don't have a job. You don't like your job. You're afraid you're going to lose your job. Whatever it may be, write it down, hold it in your hand, and then just for a moment, think of all the feelings and thoughts that you have about that job or about the question. You might have fear. You might have anger. You might feel stressed or anxious, or that you have been unfairly treated. You may feel kind of hopeless that, you know, I'm never going to find the job I want. Whatever it is, just take that moment and just allow that all that you feel to surface about the job, the career job, or whatever it is you're holding. Okay. We're going to go through this kind of fast, just time-wise, but I want you to all to know that this everything I'm doing is in the Miracle Workers Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary, which is the book I wrote in 2012. It's available Amazon. It's available all over. All right, so let's go on to the next one. Now, close your eyes, take a deep breath, relax and breathe, and imagine just releasing, letting go of all of your thoughts and feelings about your question, all that you just thought of, all the worries, the anxiety, whatever it is. Imagine that there's a force that can just release you from all of that. Just keep breathing, relaxing, and as much as possible, just detach from your personal interpretation of what you feel may happen or how you feel about it or your thoughts. Just let them go. Keep breathing. Just let go. Okay. Now, while as you continue to breathe, I want you to imagine that you can invite Mary to come close. You can invite her angels to come close, breathing long, deep, relaxing breaths. We're going to say the first verse of the Divine Mary Prayer, which is also in the book. The first verse, Divine Mary, full of grace, Holy Mother of all of creation. Now just continue to say that over and over as you breathe deeply, invoking her presence. Divine Mary, full of grace, Holy Mother of all of creation. Keep breathing and asking for the presence of Mary. Now I want you to recite the first line, the next line of the Divine Mary Prayer. I want you to say, fill my mind with your thoughts. What you're going to do is keep breathing and keep asking to fill your, to have Mary fill your mind with her thoughts about your concern. Not your thoughts, but Mary's thoughts. Imagine she can replace your thoughts with her thoughts. Her thoughts are always expansive because they're in the miraculous. They're the divine. Her thoughts are abundance, freedom, love, compassion, pure and innocent manifestation. Allow Mary's truth to replace yours. And you'll find that in this consciousness, there's no lack, no stress, no need to worry. In Mary's vibration, there's only infinite supply and abundance. And just accept her truth. Now what I want you to do, we're going to move into the heart. I want you to say, fill my heart with your love. Continue to breathe, relax, and imagine you can fill your heart with Mary's love. Just replacing any fears, any stress in your heart, any tightness, and fill it with Mary's love. Just fill it with Mary's expansive love. Breathe into your heart and imagine the flow of divine love, compassion moving through you. And open your heart to her infinite love, compassion, and abundance. And just allow yourself to accept Mary's love. And as you do that, we'll move to the next line of the Divine Mary Prayer. Ignite within my spirit the eternal flame of grace. Breathe in white light divine energy down through the top of your head and exhale it through the heart. Take another deep breath and send the energy of the breath into your belly. Just move the breath through your body and imagine just filling with grace deep into the solar plexus. Grace is divine energy. It's outside of time and space. It's pure. This is your miraculous conception. This is the gift from the Great Mother. This is the gift of the Divine Feminine. Just filling within, just filling yourself with the divine. Just become an empty vessel in which to receive new energy and infinite supply. Just accept her grace. Grace is intervention. Now become a channel for miracles. We're going to go to the next verse. As I walk your path of love and grace, unlimited miracles manifest through me. Breathe and imagine abundance, prosperity, love flowing into every area of your life, perfect health. Mary's love manifests all you need. breathe into your innermost being and feel the supply, feel the unlimited, infinite, divine presence filling you, creating a new reality for you, a new experience in this world. Just see yourself now as a joyful recipient of miraculous, infinite love, supply, abundance. What does it look like in your life and what does it feel like? Just imagine that you have received this divine grace. And as you do that, I want you to now just express within your own heart, just express gratitude to Mary and affirm that grace is creating your highest good and send that love back to the angels and to Mary. Now, this is a very simple exercise that I use pretty much every day. I recite the Divine Mary prayer, and I ask for my thoughts to be filled with divine thoughts, my heart to be filled with divine love, and I accept deep within that divine presence. And like I said, all of this is in the book, the Miracle Workers Handbook, and I'm going to recite the Divine Mary prayer one more time. Divine Mary, full of grace, Holy Mother of all of creation, fill my mind with your thoughts, open my heart to your love, ignite within my spirit the eternal flame of grace, so that as I walk your path of love and grace, unlimited miracles manifest through me. So this Mother's Day, as much as you love your mother, and I know you do, and as much as maybe your children love you, I want you also perhaps to send love to the Mother, the Great Mother, Mother Earth, and also Divine Feminine Mother. And maybe you can have a new kind of revelation and a new awareness and maybe a new relationship with Mary, because it's a wonderful companion to have along the spiritual path. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. I'm also going to take a call. I do have someone on the line waiting patiently, which we're going to get to first thing when we come back from the break. And I've got a few emails I am going to also answer. If you do have any questions about the Divine Mary prayer, I would be happy. I don't know how much time we'll have today, but I would be happy to talk to you about that if you want to send me an email. And like I said, feel free to check out the book. The Miracle Workers Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. And it goes through the many different steps, the levels of power, the stages of her life into the ascension. And okay, so we will be right back and we will start by taking a call.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Hello, everyone. We're back, and we're going to start off with a call. So, Raul, are you still there?
Still here.
Oh, thanks so much for being patient. How are you today?
Still here.
You doing okay?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to talk to you, and yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. Tell me, what would you like me to go into for you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm still having digestion issues.
Oh, no. Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Have you done any – what have you done for that?
I've been taking, probiotics and I drink a lot of water. And just, clean food is super important, nothing processed.
All right. Let me just tune in here and see what we've got here, what's going on. You know, I'm still feeling a bit of some parasite, which another name for this would be bacteria, I guess, but it definitely feels like it's gotten a little bit more pronounced for you. My guides are also telling me that let's go into the emotional energy of this too, because it should be releasing and it's not. So let me just see another layer of this that needs maybe to be released.
Okay.
All right. I'm getting this connected to some stress in relationships for you. And part of the advice I get is that, you've got some, there's definitely some stress about love, connections. And this might go back even into younger years for you in terms of some stress when you were much younger with feeling safe in relationships and feeling loved. And I feel that that's in part what's going to have to be addressed in order for this full healing to take place. Because, you know, the thing is, you do eat very well. I feel that what I see in the digestion, the lining of your stomach, but even down a little bit more into the intestinal, the higher intestinal area, it's not... I mean, yes, I understand it's completely a nuisance and it's it doesn't feel good and it does need to be released. But at the same time, I feel that you're overall very healthy and strong, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like you're incredibly healthy. It feels to me, though, that there's, like I said, some older issues here that have to do with love, safety, and relationships. And there's a grandmother in spirit that comes in. And she did you have a grandmother take care of you when you were younger, watch over you?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, because she takes your hand and she says it's going to be okay. She holds your hand. I feel like she shows me that she cared for you a lot as when you were little, you know, she really loves you. And she really wants you to know that she's here for you and that she's always watching over you is what she says. So, Raul, would you do this? Would you kind of just ponder that a little bit? You might even want to use the Mary prayer that I just went through with it.
Okay.
And then
sure.
Call me the next show and tell me how you're doing.
Oh, I will. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I send you a lot of
support
and love, too.
Thank you so much, Sherry. You're always a blessing to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. I got another email here. Now, this email I love, and I'll tell you why I love this one, is because it's funny, but you know, sometimes we just get it, you know. I have an email from someone who lost her dog, Michelle. She lost her beloved black lab, which I'm very sorry. I know how hard it is to lose. It's so hard to lose a pet. But she wants to know about getting another puppy. And she's feeling a little stressed about doing this right now. Now, I'll tell you why I love this, though, is because she says that she has been praying to Mary, Divine Mother, for revelation about this. And I love it because that's exactly what you should do. Because the wonderful thing about Mary, one of the reasons I love working with her energy, is that Mary is very non-assuming. You can ask her about anything. She is there for us in the most practical ways that you can imagine. You don't have to be, you know, a perfect enlightened being to have intercession by Mary. However, whatever the issue is, Mary knows it. She's been part of the practical world. She's, you know, she was a woman in a time that men were definitely empowered and women were second-class citizens. And she knows how to, she knows what it's like. So, I love the question. I'm very sorry for the dog. That doesn't mean that I am in any way happy about what happened. But, all right, so let's see what we get if it's time to, let's see what we get. Well, the first thing that comes in is actually the dog you lost. And, you know, what a sweetie pie. He just wants you to know that everything is good. He's feeling so much better, too. And just running all around outside with you. And I don't know if he couldn't get around easy before he went over, because it's great that he's able to get around so easily. And he's so happy about that. Like he says, like, whatever you did, thank you, you know, because he's able to run. And without that, he was just not, you know, it was just life here and the physical was hard. So, you know, he doesn't recognize the way we would that he's over. To him, he can run and that's what he wants. And he's happy and he can jump and he's like a playful puppy himself. So he's thrilled that you helped him to feel this, to get healthy. Because being in spirit is perfect health, keep in mind. Okay, so let's see, though, about the new puppy. Well, my dear, I feel like you're going to get a little bit, I feel like you're going to get outvoted on this. I feel like the energy pressure to bring in another puppy is actually quite strong. And I feel like your heart's going to melt when the puppy comes in. And I feel like you're going to get one probably within the month. And I know it's a lot to take on, but I think, you know, once the puppy comes in, all of your reservations and some of the concerns about, you know, it's a lot to take on a baby puppy. It's a lot to, I've got a, oh, what, she's, I think, maybe 4 or 5 months now, little puppy too, but, well, not so little anymore, but yeah, it's a lot to take on. But I don't know, you know, the energy to bring this in is pretty strong. So I feel like if it's your husband that's wanting to have this happen, he's probably going to win out. So it is going to be a very healing energy for you too. And your baby in spirit is going to be helpful to you too. Really loves you, so much loves you. All right, everybody. So that's pretty much all the time I have right now to do emails. I've got a few more. But I guess I've got a minute. Let me just say to Sherry T out there, who sent me a question about her home and if whether or not it's the time to move out. I feel like it's not going to happen yet, but I do feel it's coming. And so it's a really good idea to kind of get prepared for that shift, because I do feel a new home coming for you. But thank you, everyone, for listening in. And I hope you all have a very blessed week. And continue, please, to consider working with Mary's energy to bring miracles into your life. Means you bring them into the world. And the more we bring them in, the more we realize just that that is the norm. Living in grace is the norm. It is the way life is meant to be lived, and it's something that, you know, it's so much easier to do than what you might imagine, to just accept grace. And grace is intervention. It's not, it doesn't come from our logic, it doesn't come from our thinking, it doesn't come from being perfect people. It comes from a higher source of energy. And we're all able to receive grace and be transformed. So thank you so much again for listening in. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And it's a wonderful spring. It's beautiful here in North Carolina, and I hope it is where you are too. Take care.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.